Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Understand, as I said, for everything that God does, it cannot be done without His Word. God's Word is what makes everything function in the life of the believer. And you must understand that the Word of God becomes the secret or the revelation by which the spirit of poverty is dealt with. And the spirit or the grace for prosperity is revealed. Are you with me? In Job chapter 29, verse number 1, let's read a little bit more. Job chapter 29, the verse number 1. Let's read this. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in man's past, as in the days when God preserved me." So he's recounting his story right from the beginning. We know the story of Job. I don't want to go into it. But he was a man who feared God and eschewed evil. He was a man who loved God. And yet one day Satan went to inquire of him. And God said, "Well, I've given everything that Job has to you, but don't touch his heart, his life." Job almost lost everything. Actually, he lost everything. But then eventually God gave him 10 times what he lost. And the secret of Job is what is being said here in chapter number 29. The secret of Job, the success of Job, what made Job successful, but then still lacked something. I will not go into that aspect of it, but I want to use this as a prelude to dealing with the spirit of what? Poverty. Go to verse number 2 again. It says, "Oh, that I were as in the months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, when by his light I walked through darkness." Now he says, "As I was in the days of my youth," everybody read, "when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." See, the secret of God. How many of you believe that God has a secret? God has a way of doing things. God has a way of going about things. And when God reveals his secret to you, you also do things like God would do it. Are you understanding me? So Job is saying that, well, when I was growing up, God gave me a secret of prosperity. In other words, God gave me a word, a revelation of how to do what? To prosper. How to prosper. How to prosper. And this morning, I know for sure that your prosperity or your dealing with poverty will not be by physical approach. It will not be by dint of your qualification or the things that you know, but it will be the secret of God upon your tabernacle. As I said, God is about to download on you heavenly strategies. Aya. Things that no one has been able to do, God is going to show you. And in upon doing them, you see prosperity coming your way. And when I talk about the secret of God, I'm talking about the infinite wisdom and the knowledge of God. Proverbs 11 verse number 9 makes us to understand. Proverbs chapter 11 verse number 9. It says, "An hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." For anyone to come out of your situation, you need knowledge. You need knowledge. To walk in financial increase, you need the word and you need the knowledge of God. You need revelation. Say, "I need revelation." That is weak for somebody here. Louder. You need revelation to walk in financial increase. It is in your walking of financial increase that breaks the spirit of poverty in a man's life. Why do you need knowledge in order to break the spirit of poverty? Understand that, one, poverty is a spirit. Poverty is a spirit. And how did poverty come about? In Genesis chapter 3, verse number 9 to 12. Genesis chapter 3. Somebody said you need a word, but you are looking at me. You can make notes on your phone. At least take some scriptures. Do something. Write something home. Don't just fold your arms and look at me. I didn't come to make magic. I came to speak the word of God. What are you taking home? Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 to 12. He said, "And the Lord God told Adam and said to him, where art thou?" Remember, Genesis chapter 3 is when sin came, when Adam and Eve had fallen from the glory of God. Are you with me? And then God was looking out for them, and then they were nowhere to be found. And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked." The word "naked" underline. Everybody say "naked." Now look to another person and say "naked." "And I hid myself." I was naked what? I hate themselves and myself. And he said unto me, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten the tree? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Whereof I commanded thee that thou shalt not eat. And the verse number 12, he says, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to me, she gave me the of the tree, and I did what? Eat. But my emphasis is on the 10 that say that I saw that I was what? Naked, and I did what? I hid myself. The word nakedness means poverty. It means what? Poverty. It means lack and want. The day man sinned, that day poverty entered the world. The man, the woman became naked. In other words, they became vulnerable to their environment. They became exposed to nature and to God. They were naked means they had nothing on them. And that is poverty. Praise God. Man was going through poverty from that moment. Everything that man started doing wasn't working, because sin, which is a spirit, has entered into them. And because sin is a spirit which has entered them, rendered them what? Naked. And therefore they became what? Poor. From today, every sin spirit that is rendering you naked, remember that Jesus has come and he died to deal with the sin spirit. Therefore, sin has no power over your life, over your body, over any area of your life. He said in 2 Corinthians 8 to 9, 8 and 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, he said, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who destroyed the power of sin and broke the curse of what? Poverty. He said, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus, Paul said, who was rich, yet for your sake he became what? Poor. That you through his poverty will also become what? Who might become rich, might be rich, might be rich. So the coming of Jesus, the death of Jesus on the cross, his burial and his resurrection has broken the spirit of what? Poverty. Hallelujah. At salvation, we were redeemed from nakedness to live a life of abundance. Praise God. So understand me this morning, that no spirit of poverty has the power to hold your destiny now again. The one who said amen, receive it. I said no spirit of poverty, lack of want, has the power to hold your destiny now again. Today you are breaking free in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus became poor so that you can be rich. And let me tell you, from today, if you hear the sound of my voice, there is no legal grounds upon which any one of us can be poor again. I said there is no legal grounds by which poverty can hold you down again. I said there is no legal grounds by which our lives will be subjected to lack and want in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, the power of God that broke the burden of sin and that of poverty is coming on you in Jesus' name. Therefore, every man needs revelation to be provision. You need a word from the Lord. Joseph, as I was in my days of peace, when the secret of God came upon my tabernacle, the word tabernacle means my life, it came upon me, the secret of God. Today, you will need a secret in order to live and do well. You need a secret. You need a secret. You need a secret. Hallelujah. So, in spite of what God through Jesus has done, the question is, why should a believer who has believed in Jesus Christ still go through hardship and still go through what? Poverty. If Jesus had died for me, he has broke the sin spirit, and therefore poverty has no power and dominion over me. Why am I still poor? Pastor, now you are poor because the devil hasn't stopped fighting. Are you with me? He hasn't stopped what? Fighting. And therefore, day in and day out, he's releasing forces and he's programming forces against you, the believer, so that you will not break away from that spirit of poverty. But that devil is a liar. He goes all out to do everything possible to hinder you from doing the things you need to do so that you don't become what God wants you to do. He does everything possible to hinder the believer from getting the right information, from getting the right knowledge and wisdom to do the things that the believer has to do, so that they can get to the right place where God wants them to be. But from today, his hold over your life has been loosened. His grip over your destiny has been loosened. The devil doesn't have control over your resources anymore. He doesn't control how much comes into your hands anymore. He cannot control what leaves your hands anymore. He doesn't control the kind of job you have to do anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. For some reason, the devil has been an upper hand. He has taken an upper hand. And he's the one that managing our finances. And he's the one that is determining how much we earn and how much we get. And how much comes into our hands. But I want you to remind him that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody say, I know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus did not die in vain. Jesus did not die in vain. If Jesus died and rose again, and he died as a poor person, then I don't need to die as a poor person. Whilst I live, I must enjoy every riches, every blessing of God over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Because what he died for, I must live for. I didn't hear you. What he died for, I must what? Live for. Did Jesus die poor? Because your poverty went on him and his riches came to you. Listen, from today I came to give you a new mindset that you cannot be poor. Come on. Not that you will not be poor. You cannot. Come on, push someone and say, I refuse to be poor. They say, what's on water? I refuse to be poor. I refuse to lack. From today, it will not be from hand to mouth. Oh my God. That proverb has been canceled. That proverb has been canceled. You will not eat everything you have and expect to have another day. God is taking you into the realm of abundance. You shall have more and plenty. You shall have some in store. You shall have some to give to others. He's blessing you to be a blessing. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. The staff of bread is broken. The staff of bread. Where you eat your last. and hope for a better tomorrow. Listen, God is received from today. Your blessings will not come in trickles, but your blessings are going to come in an overflowing way. Only few people heard me, but when I stand on this altar and I make any decree, it does not falter. Some of you are here, you have suffered with three drops of blessings. It has become drops. But from today, God told me to tell you, there is going to be an overflow, an avalanche of blessing, an overflow of grace, supernatural supply. If you are the one the Lord is speaking to, shout, I receive it. I declared yesterday in our truth experience service, I told the church that, look, this is what the Lord said he's going to do. And I feel that burden in my spirit even now to declare over your life. Maybe for somebody this is your word. I know for somebody this is your word. It may not be for everybody, but this is your word. That God is about to give you what I call the oceanic blessings. He said that the oceans, the blessings of the ocean, the blessings of the sea will come to you. The abundance of the sea will be your portion. Until the sea dries, your blessing cannot dry up. Hey, I came for the prophetic mandate that somebody is about to enjoy an oceanic blessing. It will be a testimony. It will be said unto you that when I came to the first business and career prayer summit, Pastor said that I am going to enjoy an oceanic blessing. And from that day to now, it has never stopped. It has never ceased. It has never ended. I'm swimming in the blessings of the Lord. Come on, are there people here who want to swim in the blessings of the Lord? The Bible said that with joy you draw from the wells of salvation. I decree over your life now, let there be an oceanic blessing. Let there be an oceanic blessing. An oceanic blessing. An oceanic blessing. An oceanic blessing. The abundance of the sea. The abundance of the sea is coming to you. It's coming to you. Come on, don't be a spectator. Begin to tap into your own blessing. I speak as a man of God. I speak as an oracle of God. If the word of God is true, then let it be true in your life. Let it come to pass in your life. Let it be shown in your life. Receive the oceanic blessing. Receive the oceanic blessing. I came to tell you the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You have been through lack and want for many years, for many days, for many times. It's life from hand to mouth. You are always waiting for the next meal. You are always waiting for the next salary. You are always waiting, oh my God, for the next blessing. But I came by the mandate of my destiny. I came by the horns of this altar, and I decree that your drops of blessing is turning into an oceanic blessing now. It is turning into an oceanic blessing now. You shall have more and plenty. You will feed your family. You will be a blessing to others. You will bless the work of God. You will expand your project. You will start a project. I said you will buy the land. You will start building your own house. Oh my God, I hear in my spirit, God is about to give somebody supernatural abundance. Supernatural abundance. Whatever left you is coming back to you. Whatever you lost, you are getting it 10 times more. 10 times more. 10 times better. You are getting it. You lost your house. You lost your land. You lost your job. You lost your family.
You lost your wife, but I say the word of the Lord, at 10 times go shout the blessing. If you are the one receiving it, I will hear your loudest amen. I will hear your loudest amen. I will hear the loudest amen. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise. Somebody shout here. Shining blessing. And a shining blessing. Listen, the devil doesn't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to be happy. The reason why he's attacking your finances, attacking your job and your business, is that when he knows that when you get blessed, the kingdom of God will be expanded. He knows that when you get blessed, people will be blessed. Those who need school fees will be paid. Those who need help, you'll be given. So the devil doesn't want you, oh my God, to be a blessing. But I came by the mandates of my destiny. But that devil is a liar. Your army is weak. Whether he likes it or not, whether he prefers it or not, you will surely be blessed. You will surely make it. You are moving up. You are not going down. Am I speaking to somebody? If you are the one, you shout hallelujah. I don't know about you, but he will not be able to control your finances anymore. No demon under the sound of my voice can be able to restrict how much comes into your hands. In the name of Jesus, any restrictions over your finances, I stand by the mandate of my destiny. Let them be broken apart. If Jesus died for you to be rich, then every restriction over your finances be broken out.
Amen.
Let it be broken out.
Amen.
Let it be destroyed now.
Amen.
If you are the one, shout, I break free now.
I break free now.
Breaking. I said limits are breaking.
Amen.
I said limits are breaking.
Amen.
I said limits are breaking.
Amen.
Anyone who doesn't want me to make it, I stand by the mantles of my destiny.
Jesus.
And the graces of God upon my life. And I decree you are breaking free.
Amen.
You are breaking free.
Amen.
You are breaking free.
Amen.
We are breaking free.
Amen.
As I'm ministering, the Lord is telling me, some of you are receiving that power, that empowerment. You see, it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost to break a man free from its predicament. He said, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden will be lifted from off thy neck, and the yoke from off thy shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He said, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to make well. Let the power for supernatural abundance, the oceanic blessing, be released upon your life.
Amen.
I said, let it be released over your life.
Amen.
I said, let it be released over your life.
Amen.
You can take your seat. We are not done. I want you to understand that poverty is real. Poverty is real. Proverbs 10:15 makes us to understand that poverty is a distraction. The whole agenda of the enemy is to destroy your life. That is why money doesn't sit in your hands. Because when money fails to come to you, it leads your life to destruction. As I said, you are poor not because you don't have money, but you are poor because you lack a word. You lack the word. You lack the word. And let me tell you, what poverty is doing is to destroy you. He says that
that the rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor is their word, poverty. I stand in the name of Jesus and I dismantle the yoke of poverty over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that has connected him or herself to this exalted altar, in the name of Jesus, I disarm the arm of poverty.
Amen.
I disarm the destruction of poverty.
Amen.
And the thing that poverty is living your life to, today, it is broken.
Amen.
I said it is broken.
Amen.
I said it is broken.
Amen.
I see heavens opening.
Amen.
I see heavens opening.
Amen.
Labadeus. Akota katabadeus. Rashantali balabadeus. I want to raise two prayer points and then we are done. Two prayer points. We want to look at the two major cause or cares of poverty. Two major cause or cares of poverty. Number one, we have the cares of Satan. His agents. Let me tell you, I want to repeat it again. Never underestimate or never look down on the fact that no demon on the surface of the earth will want to see you doing well. Are you with me? No evil spirit on the surface of the earth would want to see you doing well. Are you with me? In terms of everything, whether in finance, whether in career, in marriage, in childbirth, whatever, as a child of God, your number one enemy is the devil. And his agenda is to see that you don't do what? You don't do well. And one area that he attacks so that you don't do well is your finances. It's your finances. So he comes with the spirit of all poverty. Say the spirit of poverty. In Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17 to 21. Very indicative and very important for everybody. This is a prophetic word to the nation Israel. Why things are not working well. Sometimes you need a revelation. Say, I need a revelation. I've been telling you all this while. This morning, may God open somebody's eyes to see the reason behind your trouble. The reason why things are not working. Because so long as you live in the dark, the enemy will continue to oppress against you. The reason why the people of God, even though they are called the people of God, but they are still struggling, was the fact that they didn't know what was going on behind the word. After this service, God will open your eyes to see why things are not working. You can see in the scripture, they talk about Jerusalem, they talk about Judah, and they talk about Israel. It's just a play of words. They are the same thing. Judah, Jerusalem, and Israel are decrement. Say, are decrement. But he's telling you the secret why these cities are not prospering. Now he said, cry ye and say, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my heart. Come again. My heart. through prosperity shall yet spread abroad. The word yet means that it means that they are not. There's something going wrong. Something that is not working. So there is a prophecy to the cities that they will spread abroad again through prosperity. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. So it means that whatever was happening was nothing to write home about. But there was a comfort word. There was a word of prophecy. The reason why I know you need the word, it is that it's going to lighten you up. The word of God is going to drive every darkness. You see, it takes the word of God to turn the negative situation into a positive one. God will not do anything without his word. Before God will do anything, he first sent forth his word. So he says, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. I speak that same word over your life. The one who came here without any hope, the one who came here with a long-standing job issues, the one who came here whose business is on the downtrodden, the one who came here who has been waiting just for one application to go through, Ayarabusha, I speak over your life. Amen. That God is about to turn your story around. Amen. God is about to change your situation. Amen. The one who is standing in for the husband, the one who is standing in for the uncle, the one who is standing in for somebody, Amen. God told me to tell you, this is your time.
Amen.
A time to favor Zion is now. A time to choose you is now.
Amen.
God shall yet comfort Zion. Your season of comfort is now.
Amen.
It means you will no more weep again.
Amen.
You will no more mourn again.
Amen.
Because God is about to comfort you.
Amen.
This morning service, anything that will make your life comfortable, by the Spirit of God, I release it unto you now.
Amen.
Anything that will bring comfort to the situation, I release it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever will bring comfort to your home,
Jesus.
I release it now.
Amen.
Comfort to your finances, I release it now.
Amen.
Comfort in your business, I release it now.
Amen.
Come on, if you are the one, shout yeah.
Yeah.
Comfort.
My God.
The Lord shall yet comfort Zion. Take somebody to be mourning in order to receive comfort. And the comfort of the Lord says, you shall mourn no more.
Amen.
Neither shall you weep anymore.
Amen.
You will not lack anymore.
Amen.
You will not be waiting for one job anymore.
Amen.
You are passing that interview.
Amen.
You are securing that dream job.
Amen.
You are starting your own business.
Amen.
You will finish that project.
Amen.
Come on, I wish I prophesied to somebody specifically. You will mourn no more.
Amen.
Those forces that has risen up against you, they are giving up.
Amen.
I said 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 they are giving up.
Amen.
If you are the one, shout yeah.
Amen.
By way of prosperity.
Amen.
Your family name will be known again. Oh
Amen.
My God. I just hit it. Somebody, your family name
Jesus.
Will be known again.
Amen.
Your family name
Jesus.
Will be known again.
Amen.
Because of prosperity.
Amen.
Hey, 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 hey.
Jesus.
People who have names in our society are people who have money. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Now they don't mention your name or your family name because you don't have money. But that saith the word of the Lord.
Jesus. Okay. My God.
A time is coming and that time is now. That saith the Lord.
Jesus.
That through prosperity, your family name will be heard abroad.
Amen.
Your children will no more suffer.
Amen.
Your family name will be spread abroad.
Amen.
Everybody will hear the exploits of God in your life.
Amen.
If you are the one, shout it. That is a lie.
But the spirit realm controls what?
The physical realm. So you are telling me I'm blessed. Oh, you are blessed. And yet, I'm bedeviling in poverty. From today, let the curse of poverty break over your life.
Amen.
I said, let the curse of poverty break in your life.
Amen.
Verse 18. He said, then lifted I up my eyes and saw, behold, four horns. Everybody say four horns.
Four horns.
Understand the secret why things are not working. Nothing just happens. Because before something will happen, something is working behind the scenes. Never assume everything to be normal. I said, never assume everything to be all
normal.
No. The reason why you rose up and you are coming down is that something is working against you. The reason why all of, listen, I was sharing this with somebody, was it yesterday or yes, yesterday. Do you know that because of Joseph in Egypt, Israel almost forgot their identity? Because the blessings of Joseph, which established the nation in Egypt, were enjoying. They gave them a whole city, and they were enjoying life in Egypt. Israelites were enjoying life in Egypt. In fact, they were not a nation until they got into Egypt. They came there through one man, and they were enjoying. But listen to me. The Bible said one day a new king arose who knew not Joseph. A new king came. It's like having a new government that knew your father. The president knew your father. And from that day, contracts. Now another president has come and doesn't know your father. And all the contracts has been taken away from your father. Listen, nothing just happens. In the realms of the spirit, sometimes there comes a force. There comes certain authority that rises up against you from continue to enjoying the things you used to enjoy. Listen, God doesn't do something and halfway and stop. The Bible said that whatsoever the Lord doeth is forever. Therefore, his blessings must be enjoyed continuously. If one blessing is coming to an end, then another must take over. Are you understanding me?
Yes.
The Bible says that he saw four horns. And these are horns of spiritual authority that has come to cover the people, to cover the cities, those who are supposed to spread abroad through prosperity, reach out and become a great city. And the Bible says, continue 19. And I said unto the angel that talked to me, what are these? And he answered me, these are the horns that has scattered Judah. One of the cities was Judah. Another city was Israel. And another city was what? Jerusalem. They have scattered them. These are horns which have come to scatter them. They have come to hover over them. They have come to suppress them. Do they understand, verse 20, that no man could lift up their head? Then I
I should go to 21. That is where it is. And said that companies to me, says to speaking, that these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did what? Lift up his head. The reason why you cannot lift up your head in that career line is that there is a horn, satanic horn. The reason why you cannot secure that job is that there is a horn. There is a horn sitting at that office. The devil has planted somebody. Oh my goodness. I told you that had it not been the intervention of God, I wouldn't have gone to university. Because there was a horn at the administration who was sitting on my admission letter. Almost a day to matriculation, my letter has been printed, signed, and it was under his drawer. And we're combing the whole post office all over. When you go to the office and you ask, they tell you that the letter has been sent. Meanwhile, it was under his drawer. And I was sitting down just a day to matriculation. After matriculation, no admission. A horn. The reason why that letter you asked me, even the devil has positioned somebody, not even give an eye to your application. Because once they look at it, you qualify already. But they will not even look at it. That has been the problem. It has scattered you. Some of you just need one opportunity to show yourself how great and how good and how well you can do. But that opportunity is not coming because somebody is sitting somewhere that says that no more. We don't need anybody here. Your competence has now been trapped up in you. And nothing is working. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Your amen is too weak.
Amen.
I said, thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This morning, his power is here.
Yes.
This morning, his angels are here.
Yes.
He has sent down angels to fray every horn of authority.
Amen.
Over your finances.
Amen.
Over your businesses.
Amen.
Over your career.
Amen.
If you are the one, shout, amen.
Amen.
This morning we want to take it by force. That which God has ordained for our life, let the horn of poverty break over my life.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? I want you to rise up on your feet. We are going to pray. How many of you are ready for prayer? What a blessing. Jeremiah 12:9. The Bible says, my heritage is upon me, is unto me as a speckled bed. How many of you know speckled bed? Speckled bed is a bed with many what? Colors. Amen. Like my daughter, your dress, the daughter of the bride. Yes. I always forget your name. Tell me your name again. You're the one I'm talking about. What's the name? I want to hear you.
Grace.
Grace, yes. You see her dress. There's a bed called what? There's a bed called a speckled what? The birds run about against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field. Come to the wall. Come to the wall. Come to the wall. Come to the wall. Listen, because of what you carry, you will receive attacks. Because of what God is going to do, men, powers, spirits will rise up against you. But today, Jesus, let the Lord arise.
Amen.
And let every horn be scattered.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
How do we do that? Ephesians 6:16. The Bible says we should take the shield of faith. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to do all. Oh, come on. Ye shall be able to do all. So what do? We quench. We take the shield of faith. Now the word of God has brought you enough faith. And that faith is to quench all the fairy darts of the wicked. Which means he's throwing his arrows and horns all over. But what you need is the shield of faith. This morning, you are going to quench every fairy dance of the enemy. You are going to violently take hold of your life and destiny. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everyone lift up your hands. I don't know what you have heard today, but you want to pray and thank God for his word.
Jesus.
It is the will of God for you to prosper. Thank him that, Father, it is your will for me to prosper. I thank you that today the spirit of poverty is breaking in my life. You want to thank him and say, Father, I know I'm a child of God. And I know that the spirit of poverty is breaking over my life. Come on, raise your heart.
Pay your fire.
From
the pit.
That brings men from the pit.
Come upon me.
Come upon me.
Oh, power of God.
Oh, power of God.
That brings men.
That brings men.
From the valleys.
From the valleys.
Come upon me.
Come upon me.
Oh, power of God.
Oh, power of God.
That raises men from the dust.
That raises men from the dust.
Come upon me.
Come upon me.
Oh, power of God.
Oh, power of God.
That lift men.
That lift men.
From the dunghill.
From the dunghill.
Come upon me.
Come upon me.
Open your mouth and pray.
Be
on a fire. As you open your mouth, it's coming upon you. As you open your mouth, you are breaking your limit right now. The power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Is anybody praying? Let your voice be heard. 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 Rakoya. Rakoya. He's coming upon you as you call for him. He's coming upon you as you call on him. As you call on him, he's releasing himself. He's releasing himself. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Somebody be serious for a moment. He's coming to break your limit. 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 Come on, there is a shift in the spirit. In this atmosphere, there is a great outpouring. There is a great outpouring. Hey, let me separate it. 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 Somebody engage your heart. Come on, atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. He's taking over. It's already working. Some of you, it's like an electricity coming on your body now. Yes! Some of you, it's like an ice cold water poured on you. Now, manifest! Some of you, it's like some heat. It's falling on you. Some of you, it's an uncontrollable laughter. It's coming on you. Some of you, it's like uncontrollable sound. Yes. For some of you, it's like an inner peace, some joy unspeakable, inner peace. Take it. Kemasuma rabadisha rabranda rabaha. Rekomatonka tekata. Apantali kate yadukata yadaha. I see chains breaking now. Chains breaking now. Shatters. Fetters of iron are breaking out of your feet. Some of you, that which has kept you down is breaking loose now. That which has held your hands bound is breaking free now. Yes, chains are breaking. Any heaviness laid on you, is lifting now. Some of you, you feel that you have become so light. It's like a burden has been taken from your hand. In fact, you could not lift your hand so straight. But now you can do it. Now, in the name of Jesus, the chains are broken.
His own experience, so don't be bothered at all. Yours is coming. For some of you, it's an uncontrollable laughter. Some of you, it's like you feel like singing. There is a song on your lips. Some of you, there's a song. Your tongue is being released. Some of you, you will speak an uncontrollable tongue. Uncontrollable tongue. Just avail yourself. Just make yourself. Yes, you are speaking an uncontrollable tongue. Take it! Power of the Holy Ghost fills you up now. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Fire, fire, fire. Everybody say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Come upon me. Oh, Spirit of God, empower me to progress. No, that is it. Empower me to progress. Oh, fire of God, come upon me and cause me to progress in the life. Spirit of God, and fire my life to progress. Now open your mouth and pray. Yes, as many that are praying, I see you moving forward. As fire advances, so you are advancing. So you advance. This is your time. Listen, as fire advances, so you are going to advance. Yes, yes, yes. Let the fire descend on somebody right now. Let the fire burn away every heaviness, every load over your life. Let the financial burdens be lifted. Let the financial burdens be burnt off. Let the financial burden come on. By the fire. Lift up your hands. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I stand in the authority.
In the authority
of your word.
Of your word.
And your power.
And your power.
Right now.
Right now.
Any curse of Satan.
Any curse of Satan.
And his agent.
And his agent.
Fueling poverty.
Over my life.
Today.
Let the God.
That I
serve.
Arise.
And scatter.
Every enemy.
Every enemy.
Of prosperity.
Of prosperity.
In my life.
In my life.
Any horn.
Any horn.
That has risen up.
That has risen
against
up.
My prosperity.
Against my prosperity.
Right now.
Right now.
As I pray.
As I pray.
I scatter.
The horns.
Of poverty.
Of poverty.
Now.
I scatter.
The horns. Of famine.
Of famine.
Of lack.
Of lack.
Of pain.
Of pain.
Of darkness.
Of darkness.
The horns.
The horns.
Of delay.
Of delay.
Now.
Discutter.
By fire.
By fire.
As I open.
As I open.
My mouth.
My mouth.
I release.
The tongues.
Of fire.
Of fire.
To scatter.
Any authority.
Over.
Prosperity,
my finances.
Now,
lose your hold
over my life.
Clap your hands and release my Reservoir.
Because of Jesus,
I break
I break
the curse of poverty,
the curse of poverty
over my life,
over my life
right now,
right now.
Any curse
of poverty,
by what Jesus has done,
by what Jesus has done
today,
today
I'm free,
I'm free
from any curse,
from any curse
of poverty,
of poverty,
and I enter,
and I enter
into my supernatural,
into my supernatural
abundance,
abundance.
It's no more.
It's no more.
Struggles.
Struggles.
For money.
For money.
For work.
For work.
It's no more.
It's no more.
Hardship.
Hardship.
It's no more.
It's no more.
Jesus.
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 Became poor.
Became poor.
That I can be rich.
That I can be rich.
Today.
Today.
I refuse.
I refuse.
To be poor.
To be poor.
Anymore.
Anymore.
I refuse.
I refuse.
To go through hardship.
To go through hardship.
Anymore.
Anymore.
I refuse.
I refuse.
To struggle.
To struggle.
Before I will eat.
Before I will eat.
I refuse.
I refuse
to struggle.
To struggle
in finances.
In finances
anymore.
Anymore.
Right now.
Right now.
I enter.
I enter
into my abundance.
Into my abundance.
I enter.
I enter
into my abundance.
Into my abundance.
Into my prosperity.
Into my prosperity.
Into my wealth.
Into my wealth.
Right now.
Right now.
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
That I will have life.
That I will have life.
And have it overflow.
And have it overflow.
Right now.
Right now.
Let the overflowing blessings.
Let the overflowing blessings.
Overflowing financial blessings.
Overflowing financial blessings.
Uncommon financial blessings.
Uncommon financial blessings.
Come upon me.
Come upon me.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Let us the secret. Let the secret,
let the secret
of God,
of God,
come upon my tabernacle,
come upon my tabernacle
right now,
right now.
The secret,
the secret
to prosper,
to prosper.
The secret,
the secret
to do well,
to do well.
The secret,
the secret
to move forward,
to move forward.
Let it come upon me,
let it come upon
right
me.
Now,
right now.
The anointing,
the anointing
to move forward,
to move forward.
The anointing,
the anointing.
To move forward,
to move forward,
to advance,
to advance,
to excel,
to excel,
to do well,
to do well.
Come upon me,
come upon me.
Now,
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 now.
Open your mouth and pray. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying?
Jesus, let the anointing to prosper.
Of your hands.
today, whatever these hands will find doing will never go down.
Jesus.
But it can only go up.
Amen.
Whatever these hands will find doing,
Jesus,
will not just be blessed, but will move into supernatural abundance.
Amen.
The wind of God is going to blow.
Amen.
Can't tell you the motion. As we are praying this prayer, if you don't have any work to do, the Lord is putting a work in your hands.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord is giving you a new appointment.
Amen.
The Lord is giving you a new job.
Amen.
A new business is starting with you.
Amen.
You want to say, Spirit of God, raise your hands. Say, Spirit of God.
Spirit of God.
Blow your wind of blessing.
Blow your wind of blessing
upon my garden.
Upon my garden.
Let this hands that is lifted unto you.
Let this hand that is lifted unto you
be blessed.
Be blessed.
Whatsoever this hand,
whatsoever this hand,
find doing.
Find doing.
O Spirit of God.
O Spirit of God.
Let it be a blessing.
Let it be a blessing.
May that thing never goes down.
May that thing never goes down.
But always see increase.
But always see increase.
And supernatural abundance.
And supernatural abundance.
I decree as I pray.
I decree as I pray.
My hands are blessed.
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 Therefore, the work of my hands.
Therefore, the works of my hands
are blessed.
Are blessed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Come on, open your mouth. If you don't have any work, you don't have anything going, go and touch the altar now. Go and lay your hands on the altar and talk to God that a month by this time, 2 weeks by this time, 3 weeks by this time. One after the other, please. Now, if you are working, raise your hands. If you are working, raise your hands. Ushers, get ready. Ushers, get ready. Whatsoever these hands finds doing, let it be blessed from today. Take it, my friend. Come on, take it. You will do well. You will do well. You will do well. You will do well. You will do well.
The work of my hands is blessed. I want no increase in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. flourish in the name of Jesus.
Has been terminated.
Amen.
From today, move forward. You are standing
Amen.
There. I said from today, move forward.
Amen.
In your finances, move forward the second
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
For the last time, whatever wants you to remain where you are supposed to remain, I charge you by the mandate of my calling.
Yes, Lord.
Move forward now.
Amen.
May that place be your glorious destiny
in
from today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody make some joyful noise.
Glory.
Make some joyful noise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah. What a...
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.